Daf Kufnan Aleph, Amid Aleph, let us start from the Mishnah. Machshichim ala tchum lefakeach al iskei kale val iskei ameis lahovi lei orim v'tachichim. A person, this is the member of Abba Shol, that a person is permitted to be machshich ala tchum ledvar mitzvah. And just like the Rashoi la'omroi, this is Rashoi la'achshich. Nochi shehevi chalilin b'shabbos, Anochi that bought chalilim b'shabbos, lo yispeit behen Yisrael. So a yid is not permitted to use these chalilim. These chalilim was a kli zemer that was used to be ma'oirer the p'chi, b'shas hespid, is lo yispeit behen Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Nochi shehevi chalilim b'shabbos, b'shvil Yisrael. I know klor, he brought it for a yid. Lo yispeit behem Yisrael lo oilom. So Rashi Shita is that it is also that these chalilim should be used. And Rashi later says the diak of lo oilom is because the loshen vayisoyis lo yispeit behem Yisrael. If there's only a shir hamtone bechdei sheyase, which applies by most Chilul Shabbos that was done al Yedei Akum b'Shvil Yisrael, so it shouldn't say Lo Yispei Ben Yisrael, it should have said something more positive. He should wait b'Chdei Sheyase. Yamtim b'Shir b'Chdei Sheyase. Lo Yispei Ben Yisrael v'Histois that it's also Lo Ilo. Uknosahu. And what is the reason that it is also Lispei? Mishum demuchecha milse de b'Shviloi huvo. This is Muchach Milse, this is Adovo Shebe Pirsum. The Meiri explains, a person cooks for a yid, a guy cooks for a yid in Shabbos. So it's not so mefulsim. But here it was brought Chalilim in Ashtot, and there was a mace, and they knew it was brought for a Yisrael. So Memele, this is a Dovo that's Muchach Lakel, that this was done, Letzairach Yisrael. A havor chutz l'tchum was done l'tzayach Yisrael. So therefore, they cancelled loylom. Uknosu, mishum demucha chamilse. The bishviloi huvo, that it was brought bishviloi, dein derech lahovi chalilin, elo bishvil meis. The lashon of Rashi, light is very unclear to me. Knosu, mishum demucha chamilse, the bishviloi huvo, so the bishvili means for the meis l'chayre. The ein derech lahavi chalilin elo bishvil meis. That means that when chalilin were brought in the shtot and there was a yiddish meis, so everyone knows it was brought for the meis. It wasn't brought for a different purpose. So this is called muchach hamilse, because this everyone knows. But the Mishnah says, Elim came bo mimokim koriv. Mimokim koriv means besoich hatchum. If it came betoich hatchum, so then there was no chilul Shabbos of bringing chutz l'tchum. So then it can be used mitzoyi Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah weiter, osu loy orain v'chofchu loy kever, yikover bo Yisrael. Also, loy orain. So Rashi says the loy is going bishvil nochi. Either was made specifically for a goy, oy limker. Adrav shafen shensenayfen. It was made to sell. Either sell a tayid or a goy. So memele yikover by Yisrael. But if the kever or oren was made specifically for a yid, so it seems this is also muchach hamilse like chalilin, is lo yikava by elomis, so there's a knas that they asad lo ilom. Frek the gemore, mai mimokim korit. Loshen is also a difficult loshen, mai mimokim korit. The Ritva says, Be'eze inyin onu tzrichen lodain boy shebo mimokim korev. How are we supposed to assume that this came from a mokim korev? Rav Omar Mimokim Korev Mamish. You have to know clearly that it came from a Mokim Korev in order to have this ether of Mokim Korev. Zot Rashi Kloimeshi Yedua Lonu Biru Hadovo. We know clearly the Bimokim Korev Bo. Sheroinum Shahoyu Bebeise. We knew Erev Shabbos, these Chalilim were Bebeise Akum. So we know clearly that it came B'toichatchum. Ushmuel Omar Chayshinon Shemo Chutz L'Choyim Olonu. Ushmuel Omar Chayshinon Shemo Chutz L'Choyim Olonu, Zot Rashi, Afilu Hevi Michutz L'Ir. Afilu, it was brought from outside of the ear. Now, it was brought outside of the ear, so now we have a suffix, how much outside of the ear did it come from? Already, the tchum starts from outside of the ear, so was it brought b'toich ha-tchum, or was it brought michutz le-tchum? V'afilu, hevi michutz lo-ir, onu toilem la-hatir, v'oimrim, and we say, shemo b'soich ha-tchum lonu erev Shabbos. Chayshin shemo chutz le-chayme, it was chutz le-chayme, but it was toich ha-tchum. Besaivdim behem b'moitzoi Shabbos miyat. So memele Shmuel holds that if there is a suffix, but there's a tzad, maybe there was no chilul Shabbos involved in the havos achalilim, so then one is, there's no knas whatsoever, and one is permitted to use it right away. V'chayshinon, so locheil, this is a psaveri modne pshat, that Shmuel is the make, and he says the loshen chayshinon, v'chayshinon nami emrinin lekula. This terminology is used lekula also, because emrinin b'meseches chagige, gabi psula she'ibro, chayshinon shemo bambati ibro. He says, we don't, umuteres lekune, we are toila, maybe she was nisaba without a maise biye, so maybe she was nisaba without a maise biye, so she's still a psula, so mamelo's muteres lakun. Ulashmuel, hochi kama masnisin, lo yisbaid behem yisroel, elohim kain yeshlit loy shebo mi mokim kore. He says, if it's vadai mokim rochaik, and it's also, unless there's a tliye shebo mi mokim kore, lafuki bi yadua de mechutz letchumbo. So Shmuel holds that in order to be osur, it has to be vaday mokim rochek, and Rav holds in order to be mutter, it has to be vaday mokim korev. Zogt die Gemara, deike masnisen kevosai de Shmuel. From the Mishnah we have a raya to Shmuel. Diktani osur loy orain vechofa loy kever, yikover boy Yisrael. Now, we don't know who this Orin was made for. Or Limker, Rashi says. Maybe it was made Limker. Limker for who? We don't know. A Sofik, maybe it was made Limker for a Yid, for a Goy. We don't know why he dug this Orin or Kever in Shabbos. And it is said, and it says in the Mishnah, that it is permitted, you cover by Yisrael. Alma Misveike Shari. Achinami misveike shari. So if there'll be a suffix, if it was bo michutz l'tchum, or bo mitoich ha-tchum, it's also muta. V'tanya kevosei derav, mevarayif nabaraise turav. Ir she Yisrael v'nochim dorim bo, v'oise bo melchitz ha-machetzes b'shabbos, im roiv nochim, if roiv of the people in the shtot, and this melchitz was neschamem in Shabbos. So the shaila is for who was in Nischamim. Im roiv nochim, so we say he was Nischamim for the roiv. Is la'erev roichetz bo miyad, so one is permitted to use it right away. The chimum hamayim was done l'tzveich hakum. Im roiv Yisrael, so I assume that the chimum hamayim was done for the Yiddish customers that are going to come. Yamtim ad kidei sheyucham ul chamim. Till it would take time for the chamim to become hot. Mechze al mechze. What if the ratio is 50% of the shtot ayidin, 50 yagoyim. Ad kidei sheyecham ulchamim. So let us the Baal see Rashi. Hochi garsin in deike mas nisen kevosi de shmul, vatanyi kevosi de ra, yikova ba Yisrael, vitalinan misveike shemele tzerech nochi nas, I don't know, uz made limke. For who? I don't know. Al koponim it's a sofik, well, therefore it's mutter. Tanyi kebosi de rav, de sveik also, the tani mechza mechza yam te bichdei she yecham uchamen. So we see it's a sofik, was he mechamen it for the Yidin, was he mechamen it for the Goyim? I don't know, mi sofik it is also. Vim taim efekt rashi, bichdei she yecham uchamen mi yeshari, but al koponim, afilo mi sofik is also. But it becomes mutter, if the time passes, that one would be able to be mechamem in this time. So it comes out, he is not deriving benefit from the meleches akum, so then it is permissible. V'hochi toni lo yispoit ben mashme lo ilom. So Rashi asks, in the knasos we see that the knas, this knas is different from the knas in our Mishnah. So Rashi gives us guidelines l'shitasei. Hoche muchecha milse. Here it's muchach. That this was bought, that's Rashi said in the Mishnah. The muchecha milse de bishvila yubo. Here everyone knows klar that this meloche, this havoa michutz l'tchum was done l'tzayrech hayit. So in a case where it is muchecha milse, so then they can't sin that it should la'olam never be used. Avol b'merchitz lo'y muchecha milse kuli hai. Hoyil v'ikenochem. So memele, even though the halach is misafik, I have to be chayish. Maybe there was nischamim b'shvil Yisrael. So that's a din in the halach. But I have to be chayish for this tzad. So memele, it's also b'chdei sheyasa. But to say it is a chilul Shabbos of muchecha milse, does nicht. L'maisa distilts dodei asofik. So that shitas Rashi, as we mentioned before by Bishul also, according to Rashi the Miri says, shein advorim mefusim kol kach, that it was done for the Yid. But something that's muchach emilsa, shitas Rashi is, that then there's a knas, as la'olam is not permitted to derive benefit from that which came about through Achilul Shabbos. Zokte bereise weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bambatik tane, if there's a small bathtub in the merchitz, im yesh bo roshus, and in the shtot there's a wealthy, influential person, reichitz bo miyad. So then a yid is allowed not to use the large merchitz, he's allowed to use this ambatik tane. My roshus, now what is pshat in this? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Bereit Rav Yehuda, im yesh bo odom choshuv, sheyesh loy asora avodim, shemechamemim loy yud kumkumin, bebas achas, bambati ktane, muter lirchitz bo miyad. Let us see Rashi. Bambati ktane. If in this melchitz is an ambati ktane, sheyesh litlois, there's a mokim to be toile, v'loima mishachasheicha huchmu. The large melchitz was speaking about, there was no running hot water. So to be mechamma melchitz was a maise that took a few hours. So memele, so that was zicha not done by tzoi Shabbos. That was zicha done in Shabbos, and the shayla for who? But an ambati ktan, if you have someone that has 10 avodim and each eved will take care of a kumkum shalchamim, he could in a very short while end up with a ambati chama. He can get a warm bath. So memela, if in this thought, but you have to have pull, you have to have avodim who'll do such a thing. This is not one of the normal services that is rendered by the balon and the beis hamelchetz. So even the shtot is a roshus. She eshlit lo tzolay mi mishachshecha huchma al yidei avodim. Bekum ke min arbe, im yesh ba roshus odom choshev shalit. Reich et bo Yisrael miyad, vi yeshloy ma mishachshecha huchmu chamim lo isay noch. So now we have to understand, if we brought a raya to Ra from this Baraisa that Sofik is also. Sofik is also. Machza al Machza is also. It's a Raya to Ra. So how do you understand Rav Yehuda? So the Chodesh Aviv says that Rav Yehuda is speaking about a case of Machza al Machza. And in this Ambati we have a Svek Sveike. Since it's Machza al Machza, so could be Bechlal, the Ambati, if it was Neschamim in Shabbos, could be it was Neschamim Lutzoyrech Akum. It is a Sofik. In Afilu without this, we have another Tzad Lahokel. That maybe it was Neschamim Meitzoy Shabbos, for Al Yidei Asor Avodim. So this Baraisa Be'etzim is a Raya Tishmu. If you have a Sofik HaShokul, one should be Machmer. But Rabbi Yehuda was said that by a Svek Sveike, then one can be Meku. That is Pshat in the Baraisa. Lishne Achrine Garsina. Now Rashi brings down another Loshen, another Girse in the Gemara. Not the way we have, that the Mishnah is a Raya to Shmuel, and the Barais is a Raya to Rav. No, this Girsa was, this is the Goyin's Girsa. Also we have on the side, Lishna Achina Gersinen Tanya Kevosei de Shmuel. This Barais that speaks about a Melchitz, this Barais is a Raya to Shmuel. Number one. So we have a Raya Tishmu. V'loi garsinen daike mas nisen kishmu. This would not go iris in gans. Ad misveike shori. So this whole gemore, till misveike shori, which this was the Raya to Shmu in the first girse, this is in gans and nimchak. We don't have such a Raya from our Mishnah to Shmu. Umaisi siya, we have one Raya. So we have a Raya to Shmuel from the Baraisa, which is the epic of the first Girsa. The first Girsa was that the Baraisa is a Raya to Ra. And the second Girsa is this Baraisa is a Raya to Shmuel. Umaisi siyata le Shmuel. Mide Rab Yehuda. The Raya is grad from Rab Yehuda. The Tolina le Kula. It's a Sofik. It is a Sofik. Was it Hulcham mi Be'ere? Was it Hulcham mi Bo'id Yoim? So a Sofik, it was Nevda Bo'id Chilul Shabbos, you could be Meiko. So Rav Yehuda is a Raya to Shmuel. Rav Yehuda is a Raya to Shmuel. But it says in the Reisha, Mechza al Mechza is, oh, you have to wait b'chdei sheyichamu. So you see that Misofik you have to be Machma. The Reisha le Kasha le. The Reisha is not Kasha and Shmuel. Even the Mechza al Mechza, since in the Shtot, The ratio is 50-50. Vade bishvil Yisrael v'nochim huchmu. There's no suffix was it done for this group or that for this group. It was done for the shtot. Shirei loy lo odom echad levadai huchmu. It wasn't hucham for one person. The shayla is, who is the person? The name is Sveike l'nochi suffix l'Yisrael. No, it was a tremendous melchitz and it was heated up for the shtot. For the Bnei Yair, no, the Bnei Yair are Yidin and Goyim, and so it's heated up for both. So there's no Sofik over there, it's Vaday also. The Loshin Zeh Nire Li Iker. So Rashi likes this second shot. So we have a Tanya Kevosei de Shmuel, and that's it. The Rabboi Sainami Loi Garsi Le'er Lohodik Toni Osa Nochis Oren Ad Misvei Keshori. The rabbis of Rashi were also moichik the Tanya Kavosei de Shmuel, umiyum le meforshe lo ke de frishes, they didn't say pshat the way I said pshat, but al kaponim it seems this is the correct girs. Zog the gemore weiter, osu loi orin vachafore loi keva, vachulu. Frag the gemore, amma yochenami yamtim bichdei she yasu. So lechayre, according to the second Lashon of Rashi, we didn't have a Raya, as yet did not have a Raya to Shmuel from the Mishnah. So the Gemara is now asking Akasha, L'chayran Rav. What did Rav do with this Mishnah? Yamtim b'chdei sheyasu. If you don't know, she should wait b'chdei sheyasu. Now over here, what's the shir of b'chdei sheyasu? Rashi Shita is that something that's done b'pirsum, so then it's also loylum. So Rashi says, Neheda loy mucha chamilsus, Rashi fanfels. Because Rashi said, I gave you guidelines already. Kozman, it's not muchach klo that it was done for a yid. So that's the halach of melchitz that I find by loy muchach amilse, the shir is b'chdei sheyasa. Obo miyu yesh loyma, shema b'shvil Yisrael nasa, so kapon let it be also b'chdei sheyasa. Omar ule ba'oimed ba'asratye. Ba'oimed ha'kever ba'asratye, Shein derech Yisrael likover shom. This kever that was dug in Shabbos was not done in a Yiddish Beis Olam. Was done in a place where Yidden begraben sich nicht. De vaday lo nase bishvil Yisrael. So memel, that's why it's mutter. Fregt de gemore oren ma'ika le meimer. Good, da is osa terz Yisrati. But what's with the oren? Loi chiech de loi bishvil Yisrael nase. Amarababo bemutal al kivroi. This oren, bemutal ha oren al kivroi shal nochi bishrati, the muchus de l'shem oisa kever nase oren. Is the oren was made by that kever, so we see for the one the kever was intended to be dug for, the oren was intended to be made for. Zogtais. Nochi shehevi chalilim b'shabes lo yispeid behem Yisrael. Zogtaisvis loy keperish hakunteres sheperish haylomitz. Taisvis does not agree with Rashi. But Rashi says that the knas was lo ilom. Taisvis does not agree. Mid the parich b'gemore, the gemore we just learned, kabei osa nochi orein v'chofa loy kever. He covered by Yisrael. So the Gemara had asked, the Gemara held that it was a suffix. Amai ochinami neime yamtim b'chdei sheyasu. Here you should also say b'chdei sheyasu. So Rashi explained, why did the Gemara jump to the shir b'chdei sheyasu? Because this is not mucha chamilsa. Fine. But the word nami, what's hoche nami neime? Here also yamtim b'chdei sheyasu. V'amai komar nami? What is the nami? Just like over there you say b'chdei sheyasu, so here you should also say b'chdei sheyasu. So we have a reisha of a mishneh, and we have a seifa of the mishneh. So the Gemara is asking on the seifa, here also there should be yashir b'chdei sheyasu, so the also is going just like the reisha of chalilin. So you see, klor, that by the reisha of chalilim also the shir is b'chdei sheyasa. V'amai komar nami, ilav dekoya chalilim. So that's Taisvis kashe on Rashi. So the Meginish Shloimeh says, no, the nami is not going on chalilim, the nami is going on melchitz. Fekert the sod that we saw, that when it's not muchicha milse, it's b'chdei sheyasa, the sod was by melchitz. Fekert, the Mishnah says stam, so that means stop. Leisbed then means never. It doesn't say should wait. Leisbed bam. So the mission is klor de burim. We hear a bereise by melchitz and a betzloy mucha chamilse. Then there's a shir b'chdei sheyasu. Frag the gemara. The sefer is also loy mucha chamilse. So my mel, there should be a shir b'chdei sheyasu. Al koponim taisves does not. That not approve of this teretz. Taisus holds that the nami is a gilui, that the chalilim is also b'chdei sheyasa. Al kain nire lo yispeid bem Yisrael haynu ad kedei sheyavoyu. He says the shir it would take to bring chutz l'tchum, you have to stall the levaya, or you can use, you don't have to stall the levaya, there can be a lot of maspidim, but al kaponim, these chalilim can only be used when after the time passes that it would take to bring it mechutz l'tchum. Now Taisva says further, the stam chalilim Ein mevien oisam l'shem odom echa. Chalilim are not brought for one person. Elo l'shem kamo b'nei odom. Chalilim are brought for more than one person. A lot of people. This Tosfos is leider very, very unclear. What does Tosfos mean to say? The best pshat that I could understand in Tosfos, I found in Chafetz Hashem. In Chafetz Hashem, he says as follows, that it seems that he wants to say that Be'emison in Yesod, Tosfos holds like Rashi. That means Rashi gave us guidelines. Muchecha milse, it should be also loylam. I mean, we have a sefer, we have by the kevel, or you cover by elam, so we have as a guideline that Rashi said, and Tosfos is not chaylik on the shtickle. That muchecha milse is lo yikover by elam. And the only time that the shir is bechdei sheyasu is when it's not muchecha milse. So Tosfos had a raya from the Gemara that the reisha is also the shir. For the word nami, Tosfos had a raya that the reisha is bechdei sheyasu. But Tosfos had sich gekränkt. Why is it bechdei sheyasu? So Tosfos says, the stam chalilim ain mevi in oisom l'shem odomecha. Chalilim is not brought, you don't bring chalilim, chalilim is an apsagansa for them, you don't bring it for one person. Elo l'shem kamo b'nei odom. So memele, so here it's also loin muchecha milse. That means we don't know. So the Chafetz Hashem says, so even though gratis chalilim were brought bedavke for this yid, that's lemaisa what happened over here, was brought for this yid. But in the yediyas ha'olam, the heichoche, it's not muchach, because tam chalilim are brought for more than one person, so it could be the havor was brought for others also. So that's why there's a shir of only bechdei sheyasu. So that's how the Chafetz Hashem seems to learn pshat in Tosfos. Elim came bo mimokim korev. But if it came mimokim korev, then it is permissible to use b'meitzoy Shabbos, Rashi says miyat. Deimel Rebbe ma mahani shebo mimokim korev, enech anami. There was no chilul Shabbos of havo michutz letchum, abaloi heviyom derech eshus harab. But they were brought derech Yishus Harab. So there was a Yisar of Mavad Al Ramas b'Yishus Harab. Umali Orin v'Kever shenasu b'Shabbos. Here we say if the Orin v'Kever was created through Chilul Shabbos, so it's also. Umali Chalilim shehuvo derech Yishus Harab. L'may said this came about through Chilul Shabbos. V'yesh loymar dehevi mimokem koreiv. That since it came mimokim korev, loy mahani kol kach havosoy. So yesterday I said pshat, that's the only pshat really I understand, that if it came michutz l'tchum sofaker, so that havo, that means the only way I could have now chalilim by the hesped is because of if it wouldn't have been brought chutz l'tchum, you wouldn't have chalilim now. But the havo of mavir daldamis b'shus harabim, what do you say? If he wouldn't have been mavir daldamis b'shus harabim, I wouldn't have had it now. He could have gone to a kalmelis. He could have stopped every yameh. It could have been done. That means I don't need the chilul of mavir daldamis b'shus harabim in order to make sure that I should have it. So memele, so that's different than chofa by kever or also by yoren. I think this is pshat and Tosfos. From the Chodesh Ha'Oviv, it seems he learned that elam came bo mimokim korev means that it came from alpayim amo afilu in the tchum. It came bechlal from a very close place. That's it doesn't say that came bechutzlat chum. It came mimokim korev. So came mimokim korev. So the mail, I feel like everything would have been done meitzoy Shabbos. It also would have gotten here right away. That's tachsich me how he seemed to learn. This is the first girsa that Rashi had brought down. He covered by Yisrael, Alma Misveike Shori. Heiche Muchach Mino, the Misveike Shori, or Makmina Lo, Ba'aymid Bisratye, the Gemara's Maskonis is speaking Ba'aymid Bisratye, the Vadil Tzerch Nochinas. Miyu Aymer Rabbi Loi Gersine, Lo, Diktoni, Oso Loi Oren. So the whole first chelek Taisvis is moichik, the way Rashi, but there's another problem, which Taisvis is goyres, it says Tanya kevose. The problem is this is not a baraisa, this is a mishnah mesachtes machshirim. Alohi garsinen, deike nami mi masnisin, Ir, Sheyisrael v'nochim dorim bo mishnim b'mesachas machshirim. Am Yudam yesh bo roshus, reichas bo miyat, am matlin el hatek, maiken gabi chalilim yesh lutois behetar, v'loyma al chutz l'choyme lona. Zog the mishne weiter. Oysin kol tzolchei hameis. A person, if it was never hameis in Shabbos, so whatever has to be done to the meis is oysin. Sochin, The Chodesh Aviv is Ma'ir Sochim is Madichen is Bemayim, and that's Lahoser Alichluch Me'ameis. Sochin is Beshemen, and that's really for the Tzeirich of the people that are around to be Memayit the Sirchein. So he said, really the Seder is Madichen and then Sochin. No, he wants to say that the Mishnah is telling us in Halacha loizu apsu, loizu sochin, which is really important to do, als to cover the chayim. Rafilu madichin is also permissible. Ubelvad shloyozis boy aver, but one should not lift up an aver zektrash shloyozis boy aver leyagbia loyodoi oiragloi oirisei einov. And here we say even a mitzvah's hagbah is also awesome, because when we speak about hagbah's eiver, so the Tesis Rit and the Rit Vataina, it's attached to the mace, now it doesn't have the whole mace. So even though a chelik of it is still lying, that's also awesome. La yos is by eiver. Shaintim es akar mitachtov. If the mace was lying on a mattress, on a pillow, so you schlep it out from underneath him. This is a, never became a bosses. He didn't lie down the mace on the car. He was laying on the car and he was nifter. So memele, so it's, you metaltal something else. He's just, not being metaltal the mace. Shem te mesakar mitachtav. Umatilen oisoy al hachil. And then he should be on chil. Bishvil sheyamtin. What's Sheyamtim? So Rashi says, Shelo Yasriach, that you'll be able to stay there. Shelo Yasriach, Machmas Choymas Sadim Vakarim. Others say, Pshat, Yamtin is a Loshen Mesunte, Feichkeit, that the coolness of the Choyl should something like refrigerate him, Al-Kaponim, that he shouldn't become Nisrach. Koishrin es Alechi. You kosher the lechi shel meis, the trashi, shel yepiv hoylech v'niftach, was continuously opening up, kosherim es lechoyov, kidei shelo yiftach piv yoysa, it shouldn't open up more. Loi sheyale, but not that by the kshire, he will pull together the lechoyayim and will shut the mouth of the nifta, loi sheyale lehisoga mimashe nifta, the Hainu Maze is Aver. By tightening the Kesha, he's being mazes the Lechayayim of the Nifta. Elish lo Yosef li Posach. He makes a loose knot, Al Kaponim, that this will accomplish that when the pair will want to open up further, so we'll prevent it. The Chaim Kairo Shanish Baro, Saimchen Oisoi Besafsaloi Baruch Esamite, Loishetala Eloshloi Taisip, so you can put a keli over there, you can put a bench or something that it should not fall further. But not something to brace it back where it was before, because that's nearer kebayin. Zot Rashi, Saimchin Oisa Bisafso, Shaiteris Keili Olo. Loishetale, the Havalei Bayin. Fregt die Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah Sochen. For Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Maise betalmidei shel Rabbi Meir, shenichnas achov lebeis hamelchet, bikesh ladiach karke, he wanted to wash the karke hamelchet, Omar loy ein medichin. So he told him, you're not allowed to do this in Shabbos. Losoich karke, Omar loy ein sochen. He told you, I'm not allowed to be soch karke. So you have to understand, mayin shmital eitzah harsinai. So what is the kash? So Moses, just like not to be soch, the karke beis ha-melchitz, how are you permitted to be soch nifta? So Rashi says, alme dover ha-osor letalto, osor losoich. It seems somehow that the karke beis ha-melchitz is a davar ha'osa letaltal. And since it's also letaltal, I don't know, there were loose stones there, I don't know, klor, why there it's a davar ha'osa letaltal, so they were geyser, the Havim, the Gemara was, they were geyser, siche, otu, tiltal. So memel over here, also, siche should be also gzeira, otu, tiltal. So he answered him, karke bekarke mechlefe, meis bekarke le michlef. So Rashi, karke bekarke michlef. Kloim, who lav mishum tiltalu? Elo mishum mashvuyi gumis. The reason ain't sochen is also shvuyi gumis. Vaafal gav, so me meil is a pas bechlal nish do by meis. Vaafal gav de melchets ritz pasavonimu. Vileke le meichish la shvuyi gumis. Michlef mie bekarke hachem. So that's why they asked it over there. I'll say, Shvuyigum is karke bekarke michlefe. Meis bekarke loy michlef. So Semes Tainis Rashi's Pshat is meiridik sosum in the Gemara. The Gemara had sich gebitten between the Kash and the Teretz that the Kash was, the Gemara held that the Isser Siche is Shema Yitalpo. The Teretz is, the Isser Siche is Shemayash v'gumis. So that's the teretz. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says, the Gemara didn't bother to tell us this. This we figured out by yourself. I am Barashi v'tim tzenachas. Now after I'm telling you the Yisrael that's a shvui gumis, I have a new kasha. But by melchitz pasnet a shvui gumis, oh, karke bekarke michlefe. On that kasha, I'll tell you this teretz. And meis bekarke loy michlefe, stamze nishkeret zum zach. I mean, it's very unclear Rashi's pshat. Zok the Gemara weiter. It says in the Mishnah, Oisin kol tzolchei hameis. So kol is marbe other tzolchei. La suye mai, la suye ho de tono rabona. Mevien kli meika. One is permitted to bring kli meika. What does kli meika mean? Shemeviyim krirus, kelim that will bring that'll be mitzanin the mace. Viyim kli meika or kli matches umenichen al kreiser. Kedei shelo yehei tafuach, that the stomach of the mace should not blow up. Upoikekin es nikovot. And the Nikovim, Milamailo, Milamato, are stuffed with either Shmatis or Tevin. Kedesh loitikonis behen aruach. That's also, it seems, to prevent this. So these are called tzolchei hameis. Va'av Shloima Omar bechachmosoi. Shloima Melech, this Indian of Tofuach, Akeres, Shloima Melech spoke about it bechachmosoi. It says in Kehelis, Achela Yerosek Chevel HaKesef, Zeh Chut HaShedre. What does this mean? אב שלימה אומא בחכמוסי שקריסי של מייס נפחס ונפקס. דה חייבץ השם מוצצח, ווס מוגזן דה, ווסי בוורד ווס שלימה מרסדת, ווידד מוגזן חכמה שלימה, שלימה תסגזוק בחכמוסי, ויפסי וואטה חכמה איץ. But let's start in the beginning of the Pasuk. Actually, Yerosek Hevel HaKesef Zechut HaShedra. Zechut HaShedra Shehu Kimin Hevel Velovon KeKesef. So we're speaking about the spinal cord. The spinal cord is Lovon, and it's a Hevel. Actually, Yerosek, the Mephoshim say, means it becomes like a chain. It gets all wrinkled up. And how does this occur? This occurs, it seems the spinal fluid comes through the brain. And after Misa, when the brain dries up, so the spinal fluid leaves the Hevel HaKesef, the Chut HaShedre, and it gets all wrinkled up. Ad Shelo Yerosek Hevel HaKesef. V'toroitz goylas hazot. What is this? Ze omo. Zut Rashi. Zu omo shuhu mayon shel teilodo. The mokim, the mayon, that a person is moilit. K'moy goylas mayim, it's a loshen of mayon. So goylas hazot. So this also becomes nishbar. Toritz goylas hazot. V'tishova kad al hamabua. Now the kad will break. Now which is the kad? Ze hakeres. Hakeres. That the keres, the stomach, breaks, it splits, it swells, and then it splits. V'noraitz hagalgol el haboyer ze perish. Then whatever was left in the stomach. So when the stomach splits, so we have to understand now the stomach is higher than the mouth, because it swelled and it split. So kaponim, so the peresh that wasn't the stomach runs down into the pear of the mace. Echein hu aimer v'zeirisi peresh al peneichem. That's what's going to happen, that the peresh will eventually go to the ponim. Peresh chageichem. Omar Rav Huna ba'omri lo, Omar Rav Chaga, Eilu b'nei Odom, Sheminichem divrei Teire, Bo'oisin kol yemeyem kechage. Is that what it says in the Pasuk? Zerisi peresh al peneichem. Peresh chageichem, this is going on the b'nei Odom, Shepirshe midivrei Teire. Let us see Rashi. Ze perish. V'galgal loshen golo. El haboyer shenoifel l'soich piv. Kechagim betanugim. It seems the taine is, it seems the Oma Eilub Neodn Shemenichim Divrei Teire Voisen Kol Yemein Kechagim. Weißt du, is the Taine is if Menichim Divrei Teire. If it's not Menichim Divrei Teire, some say Oisen Kol Yemein Kechagim Betanugim, is nicht gefährlich. No, Menichim Divrei Teire, then there's an Abla. So where do we see Bechlal in the Pasuk that we're speaking about Menichim Divrei Teire? So the Marsha says, because there's a kefal aloshim, zeirisi perish al peneichem, perish chageichem. That's the kefal aloshim. So one is a loshim of prishe, that the pershim, midivrei teire, these people will get the perish al peneichem. And one that is not perish, midivrei teire, so the Ian Yaakov says, מי שאינו מניח דברי תורה מצווה היא לא ילך לחזק גופה לעבוד הסבירה. That's what the Ian Yaakov says. לחירה יכפשתי נשתר מצווה, because he's saying it's a mitzvah לא ילך לחזק גופה לעבוד הסבירה, and he's speaking, he's כחגים. It's בתענוגים. that's the tanugim and chizik aguf, I don't think are the same. But could be pshat is, lulei dvoro, there's a gemara in Kiddushin. The gemara in Kiddushin says, Moshe la'odom she'hika es benoi mako gedoilo, gemara in Kiddushin aflamad amad beis, ve'iniach lo'i ritiya al makosa. So he had a maka gedoilo, but he had a band-aid on the maka with tzamim. Va'amalai b'ni. Calls man shahriti yal makoscho, echil mashenoscho, shusei mashenoscho. Calls man, the mak is there, and the medicines are there, some emaila, you don't have to be careful with your diet. That's the moshe. The nimshal is, each person has a makke. What is the makke? The yetzer hora, shreklich a makke. Each, the Rabban Yishlom gave us, barosi yetzer hora, barosi teire tafla. The medicine for the makeh, the retiyah, is the tablet. Zok, the H. Yosef in Kedushin. That's with the Meiri in Kedushin also says the same thing. The kol's man, sha'ata oisik b'toire echel, ma'ashelipo chofetz, she'tuchal lehones mitanugei oilam hazeh, vi'ata bolidei aveira. Hey, says tanugim, the eibishte can oichet bashtein, that a person should need pass by melach toich l'mayim b'mesuret ishte. Fakert me v'tachmonin v'koyach hamshochet. That's the problem. The problem is that there's a koyach hamshochet. So memele, so if one has the retiyah al makosoi, so it's not mamshech. If one doesn't have the retiyah al makosoi, then there's a taina. Then there's a taina, so then the tanugim, that's where... That's where it starts. The Goyim in Mishlei says that the first Pesach of the Yetzer Hara is from Tanugim. It starts a fillah with Tanugim Mitzvah, and then it goes weiter. It's Kishmak Saivasai, so we can do the fillah on the Mitzvah. But Al Kaponim, that's the Pesach. But Al Kaponim, the Yosef says that this Pesach is only a Pesach, Kozman, there's no Ritiya Alma Koscha. Omar Rav Papi, Omar Rav Yeshua, La'achar Shloisha Yomim, Kreisai Nifkas, V'neifeles Lo Yalpono, V'aymeres Lo Yitu, Masha Nosatobi. The Goin in Yoine brings down the Zohar HaKodesh, or Yerushalmi brings down, that in the Neshome, the first 3 days after the Ptire, the Neshome hovers over the Guf, and wants to go back into the goof. After the 3rd day, Kreisai Nivkas, and does, so he sees, that's enough for me. So Memele, the after 3 days, that this process convinces the Neshama there's nothing to go back for, and then it's Nifrat from the goof. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Ein Ma'atzmin es Hameis B'Shabbos. One is not permitted to shut the eyes of a mace in Shabbat, because we had before, he says, Rashi says, Ein ma'atzmin es eino b'Shabbos, and for the acher yitzias ha'nefesh, the mace is by eva, that is also, the loy b'chayil im yitzias ha'nefesh. And b'chayil calls man, there wasn't yitzias ha'nefesh, there was still in the matzav of gesise, so memele, so that is also also. Ba'matzim im yitzias ha'nefesh, areze shayfer domim. If you have a goises, it's im yitzias ha'nefesh, so that's a shayfer domim, because it was mekar of the misa. Zot Rashi, shayfer domim kede meforesh bebraise begmore, shebetereyach muet mekar of misosai, so this pu'ula of atzimis enayim is mekar of the misa. That's when it's brought down in Svarim, but la'acher mise b'chayil is an inyan that the b'chayil should be ma'atzim the einei oviv. The bingarai from the pasuk v'yosef yoshes yodav aleinecha, kaponim that there is such an inyan. Tanu rabbono, ha'ma'atzmoi im yitzias ha'nefesh, harei zeh shayfer dom. Moshel l'neir shekove v'ileches, a neir that is in the process of extinguishing. Adam iniach etzboi eileho miyad kofso. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, ha-reitze she-yis-atzmu einav shalmeiz. So in Tosefta it says, he's talking about in Shabbos, he wants, she, he has a problem. Yis-atzmu einav shalmeiz, and he's not allowed to be matzam einav, because it's mazes, he's a mazes eiverechot. So there is an eitzah. What is the eitzah? Neifeyach lo yayin b'chaitmoy. So he blows in a little yayin in the chaitim of the maize. V'noisin shemen bein rise einov. V'oiches b'shnei gudlei raglov. V'hein misatzmin me'aleyem. V'oiches b'shnei gudlei raglov. Oitzron, he holds them tight be'etz ba'oisov. But it seems that this is not considered tilpul muktzah. So whatever he's doing, he's just oiches. It's an achiz, it's not a hagbo, it's not a tilpul. So this, it seems somehow that this works, either b'derech skula, b'derech hateva, it works to be ma'atzim day nine. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oima, tinik ben yoimai chai, mechalen olav es ha-shabbos. David melech Yisrael meis, ein mechalen olav es ha-shabbos. Not permitted to be mechalo shabbos. Tinik ben yoimei chai mechal noves ha-shabbos, omra teire chalal olav shabbos echad, kedei she yishmer shabbos is harbe. So memele this chilul shabbos will bring about a kiyam of many shabboses. David melech Yisrael meis, mil aloche, this is not afilu, the bir aloche says afilu it involves only a chai yeshoah, one is also permitted to be Mechal or Shabbos. You don't need Davka Yishmer Shabbos as Harbe. David Melech Yisrael Meis Ein Mechal on Olo. Kivin Shem Meis Odom Botol Min HaMitzvahs. So Memele Vahainu Domer Rab Yoichanan Bameisim Chofshi. Kivin Shem Meis Odom Nafse Chofshi Min HaMitzvahs. One of the Mefarshim explains that if it wouldn't be chavshi min ha-mitzvahs, if there would be an inyan to be mechal or Shabbos, let's say certain mitzvahs, a mace could be mekayim, he'd wear tzitzis, so he wouldn't wear shatnez. So if there would be an inyan of chilul Shabbos today to make it possible, he should be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. So that's what brings Rabbi Yechonon's memory, be meisim chavshi. It's not because he's unable to, no, there's a chayfish. He's befreit from doing mitzvahs. V'tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer oimer, tinik ben yoim echai, ein tzorich l'shoimroi min ha'chude o min ha'achbore. Abol oig melech ha'boshan meis, tzorich l'shoimroi min ha'chude o min ha'achbore. Shenema u'moira'achem v'chitchem yiyem. So the Gemara darshins from the Chitchem, that Chitchem is a Lashon Chiyus. Calls man she'odom chai, it's Chitchem, then is the Meirachem, ein mosei mutelis al abriyis. Kivin shem meis, botlo ein mosei. So memele, so that's the difference between Noig Melech HaBoshon and Atinik Chai. Omar Rav Popet, nekitinon, Aryeh abeitrei leinof. That a Aryeh will not chase two people. Because it says, Aloshin Rabin, Umoirachem, Vechitchem. So Memele, if there are Rabin, there are two, so Memele, it's Alkol. Alkol Chayesoritz. Afilon an Aryeh also. Frag the Gemara, Oka Chazine de Nofel. We see that it does chase two people. And for the Gemara, who could the Rami Barabe? The Omar Rami Barabe, in Chaya Sheiletes Boodom, Ad She Nidmaloike Behemi. Shenema Odom Bikor, a person who has the whole Yikor, Bal Yolin, So Rashi says Pshat and Tilum, I think that the Yikol, his Ashiris, he won't be Nigbar with it. So let us see Rashi. And Rashi explains how the drasha goes. Boiches b'shnei goydel raglov, oitzron betz boiso. V'chitchem loshen chiyuschem. Arya beitrei loinofo lohirgon, kedersi v'mayrachem trei. Si val kol chayesor, tzachilari. Kederomi barabe, de nikneso olov mise, v'nidme lari kebeheime. Nimshal. Misha chaye moishelas boy, the yodua sheke behemo nitmo, amira de kepshat. Is a behemo is moishel on a person, odom bikol, is moishel on him, is nitmo like a behemo. The marsha says pshat, that what is the, that the tzelem alakim that the person possesses, that is mapul eime on the chayis asode. Nimshal kapheima, well kapheima is nidmul, or but when it's nidme kapheima, pshat is that the tzelem alakim that the person has is nevad mimenu. So then he's just like a beheima. Ki b'tzelem alakim osa sa'odom. So memela. So then the animal does not see the moiser ha'odom in a beheima. Because he doesn't have the Tzalam Alakim, so therefore, he's Moishel Ovem, as a Behem, as a Yvimir. I once thought, it's brought down in Melachim, Melachim Beis, Capital Test, Pasuk Lamed Hey, it's brought down a Maise that on his level was Nigzara, that the Klovim should eat her up. The Kach Hoya, but it says, later they found there were some, the klovim loved to chew bones. So everything was devoured completely by the klovim, besides her skull and her hands and her feet. The mefarshim say, what is pshat in this? So because she used to do mitzvahs with these three evorim. She used to dance in front of kalas, she used to shake her heads and move her hands and dance with her feet. These three mitzvahs, she did chesed with these three mitzvahs. These three mitzvahs were not devoured by the klov. So I thought, the Chofetz Chaim in an old says, B'tzelem alakim osa sa'odom, that B'tzelem alakim, that the person was made B'tzelem alakim, ma'ahu goyim ul-chasodim, avata goyim ul-chasodim. That is the B'tzelem alakim that the person possesses. He could be hoylech b'dalkei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be in these Eivorim that she did, it was B'tzelem Elokim. These Eivorim, she did Chasodim with these Eivorim. And these Eivorim were Nishar B'tzelem Elokim. So Memele, these Eivorim, the Klovim, were not able to be Shoilet. These Eivorim were still Nikar B'tzelem Elokim. Could be Moisef. The mahus of a kelev is, a kelev is always asking. He's not a giver. Have tzvachim, have kiklovim. Or the Gemara says in the Dorim that kalbano, that I take and don't give. So in the evorim, the rest of her body, she was daimitz a kelev. She wasn't a noisen. But in these evorim, she was mahana others with chesed. So in these eivorim, the klovim could not have a shlita over them. Omar Rabbi Chanine, also lishain bebayis yechidi, b'chol hayoshin bebayis yechidi achastoi lilis. So in Yerushalmi, the Lakuti Bas, Lakuti brings down, in the bebayis offal. There's no light, but if there's light, so a mele, this issa doesn't apply. The Tanya Rab Shimon ben Elozar Omer, Asei ad sha'ato moitzei umotzi loch v'oidcha biyotcha. Amir dike gemore. Asei tzedoka ad sha'ato moitzei lemi lasois. Kol zman. Because man, it's a Sunday and you have people knocking on the door. It's good. This is a good simon. Lemi lasa, you have someone to give tzedakah to. Umotzi loch momen, and you have money to give. So such a combination. You have money to give. And there's someone who's asking for the money. Dachman areinchap. This will not last all the time. Ba'oidcha biyodach, and it's still b'shusach. Rav Shloima Omar b'chachmosoi ischeres b'irecha b'imei b'churaisecha ad asher lo yavoyu yimei haro. What is the yimei haro? Eilu yimei hazikne. V'igiyu shonim asher toimer ein li b'hem chayfetz. Eilu mei hazikne, so others say that Kozman, he's young and the kids are young, so mei l'hotera they have to go. When by Yemei HaZiknes, so then the kids want to make sure that they don't yarshen in, so then Hatanish Kain Deish and Efen Gel Teich it. Is a male that I'm going to reich up in Fria. V'igiyu shonim ashe toimer ein li behem chefetz, eilu Yemei HaMashiach, she'ein behem lois chus v'loi chayva. So it's a mirror di kerashi. V'oidcha biyotcha, oidcha b'shuscha koidim shetom, it's chaparayim. Yemei HaMashiach lois chus Loidava liskois boi shekulam ashirim. Look how Chazal looked at it. A utopia that everyone is an osher is doch gewaldig. Chazal looked at it differently. The schus that you have now, you'll lose them. It's a davna reinchappen. The loi chayve la ameitz leiv ve likpoitz yad. So you say, nu, ich bin nicht mekaim nosen zitein, aber ich bin nicht oivaf loisa ameitz. No, there's no leisa amitz over the leichayv amitz leiv a lich by chat the kind of pattern it says gomish. So my mele daf man arayn chappen frie. O pliga di shmul the amar shmul ein bein ha'ila mazel imayis hamashiach el shibud malchi yis bulvat. Shenemar kilo yech v'alav yemikarev oretz. Nei, we're kenning gebem tzedaki b'mayis hamashiach also. Tanya Rabalozar Akaparoima, Loilam Yevakesh Odom Rachmim Al Midazu. A person should be Mevakesh Rachmim Al Midazu, Zukrashi, Sheloyovi Lideanis. The Dav Betten Fados. Havos Dafman Betten, the Dovor Hamizuman Hu Lovoi. It's something that's Mizuman Lovoi. Oyolov, Oyal Benoi, Oyal Ben Benoi. So it's Mizuman. So memele, if it's mezumin, daf meshein beten avdos. She'im hu loy bo benoi. Im benoi loy bo, ben benoi bo. She'nama ki beglau ha-dovor hazeh, tone devei Rabbi Shmuel galgal hu she'chizer bo'ilo. It's a galgal. So memele, the anias is a galgal. The Mefarshim speak about, later we're going to have a whole sugya, if yesh mazal Yisrael, ain mazal Yisrael, and if we hold yesh mazal Yisrael, so we have a klal, boni chayim ezoine lai beschuse tal yimilse ele bemazle, so memeleib says toli bemazle, and yesh mazal be Yisrael, so what is yevakish rachmim? Zogt der Marsho, aber ken sei Mazel ahin Mazel aher, a fushe rachmim efshe leshani sa Mazel. Der Marsho bafta rein a wort Galgal is a loshen Mazel is also. It is the Galgalim. So me mele, aber Galgal achoizer, aber me ken seise sein de Galgalim. The Chayvitz Hashem wants to say, if the Yesh Mazel is our Kaponim, I can look at Mespalos, I am the Kindersohn geboren werden mit a bessere Mazel von ihm. It's Bunoi Hu, I Bunoi Ben Bunoi, so my male for the Kinder can a Mespalos sein. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yosef, no kit tinon, hai tzuve me Rabbonon loy ma'ani. A Talmud Chochem will not become poor. Fregt die Gemorre, wo hat Kochazin in der Mahani? Zetach jo. Mistami means because it's mutal ala tzibur lefarnesay, tzuma merabona. So the Gemara means that the ma'ani aduri apischa loy mehada. Aber al kaponim, afilu, means it's ki ein machsa lireyov, so afilu il be anoni, aber to degrade himself, to be shayel al apsochim loy mehada. Lakuti basa lakuti brings a very interesting pshat. He says as follows. We say in Ashrei Peseach Es Yodecha that's a makoshe on parnosa. If a person wasn't mechaven, so it's mechuyif to go back to be mechaven. If you see a tzuva merabonon that is an oni, a aduri apischa loy meheda. Mistami, he said Peseach Es Yodecha, and he wasn't mechaven, and he didn't go back. No, if he didn't go back, the far is an oraman. Who would have said Paiseh Shedecha Bekavone is Volta Nishkidav Zaina Shoyal Alapsof. Om Allah Rabchiel Devisu Ki Osi Anye Akdimu Le Rifte. When the man comes, bring out right away to him bread. Ki Heichu De Lekadmu Levonoich. As by unser Kinder also want to be Shoyal Alapsofim, they also bring them out right away. Om Rolei Melet Kolaitis Luhu. The Shelsei, Omaloa Krokoksi, Ki Begval Hadover Azeh, Betanavere Bishmoel, Gagol Shachayza Boilo. Tanya Rabban Gamliel Berebi Yoima, Benosan Locho Rachmim Vericham Chavir Becha, Kol Hamerachim Ala Briyais, Merachmin Olav Mina Shemai, Bechol Shaini Merachim Ala Briyais, Ein Merachmin Olav Mina Shemai. The Marsha says, that what it says in the Pasuk, Maher yekadmunu rachamecho kidaloinu me'oid. We tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, like this is a call, kol marachim ala bris, marachim ala min ha-shamay. So the Rabbeinu Shalom waits for us, we have to start. Mir beten, maher yekadmunu rachamecho, the rachim of the Rabbeinu Shalom should come already before, kidaloinu me'oid, we have not kein geld to say marachim ala bris. So Mamela Maya Kadmuna Rachamecho Kidalaina Miy. That's what he says Pshat with this Gemara. So the Gemara Vaita. Ada Shalitech Shacha Shemesh Vahoir. Zu Padachas Vahachoita. Vaha Yoreyach Zunishome. Vakechovim Eilu Halistois. Vishovu Haovim Acha Hageshem. And the clouds will come back after the rain. Zumoyer einov shel odom shehoylech acher habchi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Nosel harach mishet rachma labriyis, su padachas hametzach shul cholok umatzer yoyser mikol aparzov, so memele, this is the shemesh. Zuchaitem shu toya pnei odom. Zu neshama kasiv ner lekim nishmas odom. Halistes lechoyayim. Vishovu ha'ovim. Cheshches einayim. So this is speaking about the Yemei Hazikne, that there comes Cheshches einayim yovoi. The Yechase hamoyer. Acher sheyarbe bebchiye beziknusoi. After there were many tears shed beziknusoi. Machmes pashes koyach. Vitzores rabbis olof. Is memele. So after this geshem, there'll be vishavu ha'ovim. So the moire naim will be lost completely. Omar Shmuel, hay dimasa. That's what one cries. Ad arboin shnin odro. The moire naim will come back, even though the b'chi is not good for the eyesight, but it'll come back till he becomes 40. Mikan ve'eilech loyhod. Ve'omar Rav Nachman hay kuchlo. There was a process of koichel the anayim to put something in the eyes to strengthen the eyesight. Ad arboim shnin marvech. So till one is 40, so putting it into the eyes, he can see better. Mikan ve'eilech afilu malye ka'avisne de girdoi. You'll take a mikhail. A mikhail was the stick that they used to put the kheil on. They used to put it in the eyes. So I feel you'll take a thick stick that is as thick as the kovid of the arige. That means a very thick, and you'll stick that in your eyes. But after 40, ukumi moikim, it can only make that the eyesight could remain the way it is. Avuchi loy malvach. But after 40, the mikhel will not help at all to improve the eyesight. Maika mashmalon. So what is he telling us? Afila malya kavisna de girdoi, the kama de olim mekuchla tve mali. The larger the stick is, the better it is. Tabchanina shriva le brate. Lehave kabochiello. He lost Nebuchadnezzar and he didn't cry. Omralod visu. So his wife told him, Talmigil te afikis mi beser. You lost a Talmigil? You lost a daughter. It was a pshato. Omralod tarti. Vusel sein. Tichle veivre. That we lost a child and I should get blind. That's why I'm controlling myself. So avolok yodam Rav Yechon mishim Rav Yosi ben Ketzarte sheish demoy sein shalish yofes v'shalish rois shaloshen v'shal bri v'shal beisakisei rois shal sam v'shal schaik v'shal pei rois yofes. So Rashi mik ukumi hamayim bukim shloyach shayisim imashu ma'ika mash modam afila kavisne de gardoi olim o mekuchla eitz shemachnis b'shpeiferes u'neisim beinu v'kayolay mikrel tichla ve'ivre shikol bonim ve'ivorin hadime shal b'chi mitoich evil v'tzorish shal beisakisim mitoich ayisurim shal peiris kain reyach chalv.